It's time to check in on our soybean crops this morning with Sean Connolly, who is our state soybean specialist, brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the Wisconsin Soybean Association. And, you know, we're into August now. We're getting ready for harvest time, but, you know, there's still some bugs out there that we kind of got to be aware of, Sean.
Right, Kristen. And at this time of the growing season, the last three things we need to be looking for are as follows. The first one would be soybean aphids. This time of the growing season is about the last time we need to be making any type of applications out there in the field. And just as a friendly reminder out there that our threshold for treating soybean aphids is still 250 aphids per plant. Just want to remind everyone of that threshold. And that really is pretty robust. It doesn't really change irregardless of commodity price. If it's $8.18, that threshold of 250 holds. While we're out there doing our last scouting for aphids and making our final decisions for spraying any insecticides, it's also a good time to do some white mold ratings. As you go out there and you're looking, a couple things to point out. Remember that as long as you have 20% or less incidence in your field, your yield loss from white mold is minimal. We've been very fortunate. Sporecaster, the predictive app, has been very accurate so far this growing season. Hopefully those growers that were high-risk sprayed and those didn't spray to save those dollars. But again, final assessments for white mold. And the last thing to do is, when we're out scouting these last minute fields, is pay attention to any water hemp weed seed that may be popping up through the canopy. And what you really want to do is get kind of an assessment of what your spray program or herbicide program was, get an assessment of how much weed seed production is going to be out there, and identify those fields that are really weedy and make sure you put those at the end of your harvest schedule so you're not spreading any potentially herbicide resistant weeds from field to field. So those are the top three things you should be looking at: white mold, aphids, and weed seed. If you have any further questions, feel free to follow me at Twitter. I'm at @BadgerBean, and go to my website, which is www.coolbean.info.
All right. Thanks so much, Sean. We'll catch up with you again in a couple weeks and maybe we'll be harvesting.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
That's Sean Connolly, our state soybean specialist, brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the Wisconsin Soybean Association.